The Green European Journal presents. Welcome to the Green Wave podcast, showcasing some of the best articles from the Green European Journal, Europe's leading political ecology magazine, offering green and progressive ideas and analysis. For the text version of this, and for all our articles and printed editions, go to greeneuropeanjournal.eu or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Green EU Journal. Powering Up Energy Communities in Central and Eastern Europe by Seda Ohan. With the power not only to counter climate change, but also bringing considerable environmental, economic, and social benefits, the number of renewable energy communities and cooperatives in Europe is increasing. In Central and Eastern Europe, however, prospective energy communities have to overcome significant odds with a lack of support and investment at the national level. EU-level rhetoric will have to be backed by real commitments if the targets to boost such projects are to be met. Many of the issues that Europe is contending with can be attributed to our over-reliance on fossil fuels. Energy shortages, skyrocketing energy costs, inflation, and a looming climate crisis are all the ramifications of our fossil fuel dependency. As these threats become reality, it is ordinary people and households who bear the brunt of their impact. Central and Eastern Europe provides a stark illustration of this. The countries in this region are now living in this reality. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has brought new challenges to the region. As Ukraine's neighbours deal with the security risk that Russia now poses, homes and communities look to house refugees fleeing the conflict. Moreover, weaning economies off Russian fossil gas is leading to energy shortages, which in turn is leading to higher energy prices, making it harder for households to afford the energy needed to power and heat their homes. While governments may have been slow to react, some citizens and communities in Central and Eastern Europe have been proactive in their quest for energy autonomy and self-governance over their own energy production and consumption, with the goal of decentralizing energy systems and putting power in the hands of people. There has been a slow emergence of energy communities and energy cooperatives across the region. The first energy community in Bulgaria, Izgre Bage, was founded with this aim in mind. Mikhail Yoyev, one of its members, believes that energy communities will be a democratic solution to our energy, poverty, and social problems for the coming decades. For us, it was important to start, as the energy market in Bulgaria is centralized and just a handful of people control vital resources. Community energy projects are citizen-led and can be owned and managed by private consumers, municipalities, or small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs. Their primary purpose is to provide environmental, economic, and social community benefits to their members or shareholders, or to the local areas where they operate, rather than to generate financial profits. One of the first cooperatives in Poland, Sunny Sierocki, was founded by citizens whose main motivation was to reduce their energy bills in the face of continued price increases. No less importantly, however, they also sought to achieve energy independence and self-sufficiency by producing energy from solar power systems. The cooperative currently brings together a group of 30 residents interested in producing renewable energy for individual use in their homes and businesses. In line with their democratic principles and values, energy communities are open and allow for voluntary participation from different consumers and stakeholders. Moreover, the ownership and control of the project belongs to the citizens, municipalities, and small and medium-sized businesses, SMEs, who are involved and have invested in the project. Cooperativa de Energia in Romania had this goal in mind when they launched in 2019. Their aim was to offer Romanian consumers a way to engage in the energy market. We believe democracy is key to the renewable energy market, and decentralization gives everyone the chance to pitch in and contribute to a more sustainable world, says Adrian Montanu, a member of the cooperative. The decision-making in an energy cooperative or community is internal, and governance rights should apply to all participants within the project equally. An individual or small group cannot take decisions for the collective group. At a time when democracy is under threat, there is an urgent need for an accelerated and just energy transition across Europe. The concept of energy democracy is at the heart of the community energy movement. The current energy prices crisis has further exposed social inequalities. With many low-income and vulnerable households now on the brink of energy poverty throughout Europe, the large profits made by private fossil fuel corporations have not gone unnoticed. Energy democracy seeks to replace the fossil fuel-based concentration of power and wealth with more distributed, locally-based energy systems that promote a more equal and just society. The Union of Community Energy in the Czech Republic was founded on the basis of addressing these issues. Our goal is to transform the Czech energy sector into a state where local sources of renewable energy are an important part of the energy mix, and citizens are not dependent on external supplies of fossil fuels, says David Blažek, policy and advocacy officer at the Frank Bold Society. For Sonny Sirotk in Poland, the main benefit of the energy cooperative is access to free energy, as all the electricity produced is owned by the cooperative. Right now, the cooperative consists of 30 residents, but there is hope that in the future, the community will expand to include municipal buildings and local businesses. As these projects are not for profit, revenue generated from the renewable energy produced can go back into the community and help address local socioeconomic issues. This could involve helping to alleviate the most energy-poor and vulnerable households within the community by providing free renewable energy or renovating their homes to make them more energy efficient. For example, the community energy service company, CESCO, in Hungary, uses revenue generated from their photovoltaic installations to provide energy efficiency advisory services and has created a community energy efficiency fund. This fund allows tenants within the energy community to reduce the heating costs for local buildings. Of course, there is also the significant environmental benefit that energy communities can bring. Buildings are one of the largest emitters of greenhouse gas emissions, as they account for around 40% of all energy consumed in Europe. Powering and heating homes and businesses through the use of renewable energy, while funding programs that look to improve energy savings in the community, could have a large impact on mitigating the climate crises. Moreover, as homeowners and communities become more aware of the benefits that renewable energy can bring, public acceptance for renewable projects grows. The slow growth of energy communities within Europe can be explained by political, economic, and social barriers. Limited access to finance and a lack of recognition and strategy from national governments in terms of supporting energy communities make it much more difficult for these projects to get off the ground. Rather than being incentivized through financial support in the form of schemes, grants, and tax exemptions, energy communities starting out must instead face burdensome and restrictive regulations in the form of strict licensing requirements, connection rules, and tariffs. This can be incredibly discouraging to citizens and communities looking to start their own local energy projects that promote a more equal society. Moreover, many communities and municipalities lack the experience or knowledge to establish an energy community. There is a major need for expert knowledge on how to implement, operate, and maintain these types of projects. On top of this, a lack of public awareness, education, and information around what energy communities are and their benefits can result in citizens not feeling empowered to take on local energy initiatives. Since its formation, Izgrad Bagi in Bulgaria has encountered many of these challenges. They have self-financed their first project, but are now struggling to find an installer and developer to help them with the installation, as it's only 4 kilowatts. Moreover, they lack sufficient funds within the energy community for a potential next project, which makes financing for the future of the project difficult. Currently, there is no definition in the country of what an energy community is, and there is little consideration when it comes to commercial financing through banks. Lastly, The general population in Bulgaria is not familiar with energy communities, the Green Deal, EU-level policies, and their rights when it comes to being able to play more of an active role in the coming decades within the energy market on the continent, says Mikhail Yoyev. The Sonisierotsk Energy Cooperative in Poland faces the same issues. In addition, they must also contend with legal and regulatory barriers. According to Polish law, a minimum of 70% of the electricity produced must be consumed by its members, and the cooperative isn't allowed to trade its energy. Instead, the excess energy produced must be fed back into the national grid. Confusing regulations and the lack of expert authorities makes discussions with distribution system operators, DSOs, difficult. Moreover, difficulties with grid connection for cooperative installations are a strong barrier in growing new organizations in Poland. Moving forward, more support is needed from governments and national authorities to mobilize funds for investment and to make laws and regulations more favorable to citizens and communities looking to form energy cooperatives or communities. Member states need to work on transposing the definitions of energy communities set out in the Renewable Energy Directive, RED, and the Internal Electricity Market Directive, IEMD, in order to update national policy frameworks that assist in the establishment and introduction of energy communities into the energy market. The CESCO in Hungary has had some initial success with the support of the Hungarian government. Grants provided by the government have been used for the establishment and operation of energy communities. CESCO not only organises the implementation of these grants, but also provides the financing of renewable energy investments through community involvement. Bence Kovács, energy campaigner at Friends of the Earth Hungary, says, "The EU's Renewable Energy Directive and the Hungarian government's support for tenders have enabled us to move from theory to practice. Transposed definitions and grants dedicated to establishing pilot energy communities is a good starting point, but unpredictable regulations make planning the business model very difficult. In parallel, more technical expertise and knowledge around the establishment and operation of energy communities, in the form of technical assistance programmes like the European Commission's Rural Energy Community Advisory Hub and Renewable Energy Repository, are needed. National support systems and one-stop shops for energy communities can provide guidance and necessary resources for citizens and communities and should be adapted and supported in the Central and Eastern European region. For the Union for Community Energy in the Czech Republic, establishing close cooperation with partners that understand all aspects of energy transformation and combining know-how from the fields of law, environmental protection, technology and economics was crucial for their success. As the number of energy communities grows, there will be high demand for technical expertise and knowledge, resulting in job opportunities. Specific training programs and apprenticeships should be created to ensure that the technical expertise is there to fill these positions. Public awareness campaigns should be launched to disseminate the benefits that energy communities can bring to the countries of Central and Eastern Europe, and to spread information on how individuals and communities can begin to set up their own energy cooperative or community. The EU Solar Energy Strategy has set the target of having at least one renewables-based energy community in every municipality with a population higher than 10,000 by 2025. The challenges outlined above are just some of the key priority areas that have to be addressed in order for this target to be achieved. For an energy transition to be successful, involvement from citizens and communities is crucial. Energy communities and energy cooperatives tick all the boxes, allowing countries to reduce their dependence on fossil fuels while providing citizens with autonomy over their energy and access to cheaper electricity and community services, all while helping to mitigate climate change. For Central and Eastern European countries especially, increasing local and community-owned energy generation will help reduce their dependence on fossil fuels. Investing and supporting local energy initiatives, rather than relying on undemocratic states for their energy supply, could be a major step towards creating a safer future for the people of the region and Europe as a whole.
If you like this article, check out our website, greeneuropeanjournal.eu, for more. And follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Green EU Journal to stay up to date on the latest articles, printed editions, and podcast episodes.